Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve as we open the show here today. And I have sitting beside me Alice Benton.
Hi, Larry.
And Sherry Keffer.
Hey, good to be with you too.
Good to be with you too also. Yeah. Well, we're late in July, and I just wanted to ask you guys a question about summer. What's your favorite summer activity?
Mine's easy. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to Cabo San Lucas, and we're going with some friends. Several of us are going. And two of the days probably, we're going to go out on a boat, and we're going to go deep sea fishing. And going to catch another marlin or two. I mean, that is like, love it, with salt water in my face and fish scales in my hair. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah, great pictures, great fun.
Not what everybody thinks of when they hear Sherry's nice, soft voice.
No. Yeah. No, I love the big game fishing.
So. And another marlin. So this wouldn't be your first.
Oh, no.
There's some stories here.
Oh, yeah. No, I got many, many, many. But I'm a catch and release girl now. So I catch them and then kindly let them back to sea. So it's more just for a sport fishing. So
Alice?
Mine's water-based, too. My two little children are both learning how to swim. So we've been going to the local pool lately. And we had to leave the other day because somebody threw up in the pool.
Oh.
And they evacuated
all gross. Ew.
But we'll be back
tonight.
Okay,
that's an expensive barf. I mean, they had to drain the pool. That is not a cheap thing.
Oh, gosh.
Moral of the story is, If your kid has the flu, don't bring him to the,
I guess. For me, I think the thing I love about summer is we do a lot of work out in our yard. And I just love gardening, and we get to harvest our fruit and our vegetables. And it's something that, I mean, when you have a project in the garden, you can get it done. When you're working at New Life, nothing's ever done.
I know.
There's always more to do.
So we have contraband today. I'm holding a peach. So Rhonda came in today with a small white little bag for Alice and I, and she said, I have one of the peaches that we have from our tree. Yeah. So this is, thank you. Now everybody here is going to want one.
Yeah.
But it is fun to garden. I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal for us.
Nice.
We love that.
Nice.
Well, we'll get to your calls in just a minute. Right after this short break, but I just want to encourage folks to help support New Life. When you call New Life and make a gift, you are enabling a lot of things to happen at New Life that wouldn't happen otherwise in people's lives. So God, we set the stage, and God does the work from there on. So if you make a gift, we'll send you an expanded edition of Mylon K. Yurkovich's book, How We Love. And it explores five additional core patterns, gives diagrams how each love style combination interacts. It's been updated with new insights that have evolved since the book was published back in 2006. And there's new information on the origins of triggers, as well as charts, tools, and discussion starters. So if you want a book that can really change things, and it's a great book if you're married, it's a wonderful book to read with your spouse. The two of you sit down and read it together and walk through it. We've had counselors where it's changed their practice.
Oh, I have so many of my clients read it. I have it on our bookshelves even, you know. I used to have a bookshelf in our waiting room and I'd have it there. But it is a classic book that there is not one person in this planet who wouldn't benefit from that book.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you want your spouse to be a better listener, read the book and start putting into practice what they teach in that book. And you will become a better listener, and you will influence your family members to listen better to you as well. It's worked wonders for me and my husband and our children.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. We're going to come back and take a call from Cliff right after this message and this break. So just hold on. We'll be back in just a minute.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to go right to the calls. We're going to go and talk to Cliff. He's in Philadelphia, listens on WFIL. Hello, Cliff. How are you doing today?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because I'm going through an extremely difficult time. I've been going through difficulty for quite some time. I used to work at a job as a television technician for about 25 years. During a large portion of that time, I was harassed in the workplace. I reported this harassment to upper management, human resources, but they did nothing to help me. So I basically start trying to defend myself, and I start speaking to the people the same way that they were speaking to me. Make a long story short, I became very depressed. I got terminated from the job, and I've been on disability ever since. I don't want my life to continue in the direction that it's going. I feel lost. I was better than this before I worked, and even while I was working. I just don't know what direction to go to or how to improve myself. I would like to return to the workforce. I was thinking for a long time that would make me better. Unfortunately, it seems like they have blacklisted me in the industry that I've worked in, at least a couple of places where I've tried to get work. It doesn't mean they covered every single TV station in America. I doubt that. But, I just don't know what to do next. And I was hoping that maybe you guys could give me some suggestions on what I can do. I also think it might be a good idea for me to get into some type of therapy to help myself that way as well.
Cliff, I'm glad that you bring that up, thinking about getting into therapy. And I'm wondering if you've gotten into any kind of support program in these years that you have been on disability and have been feeling depressed. Have you gotten any assistance at all for the emotional part of what you're going through?
Not really. I mean, I tried on my own, but I was unsuccessful because every person I went to, they either didn't want to help me or didn't know how to help me. And I recall even when I was working, I saw this lady, I think she was a psychologist, and I felt then and feel now that she even betrayed me. And I don't know why, because it's not like I'm a person going around killing people and so people wanted to take revenge on me, I'm not that type of person. I'm not doing anything bad to anyone. So, I don't know, maybe the company got to her and paid her money, and so she betrayed me because of money. Maybe that happened. I don't know. I know she would never tell me that anyway. But
was this did the company give you this therapist? Was it somebody they gave you?
No.
Okay.
No. I
Well, let me. Can I jump in here for a second? Because
yes.
I'm listening, and as I'm listening to you, like a book, like if I was reading the book of Cliff. If I got the cliff notes, right?
Okay.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that there was something that happened to you where you really felt persecuted by somebody that really harmed your heart. And they said some things about you that were not kind or weren't true or prejudiced or whatever. What happened is you were impacted by that. But then this part of the story is you kind of rose up and offended them as well. You got into this power fight, right? It's a fight of your heart to try to get your strength back. It didn't go well, and you were let go. So the story, the theme that I'm hearing is one of fear, and it's one of worry about how safe you are, and it's one of feeling powerless to do anything about it. And so when I hear fear and worry and powerlessness, it's very disabling. In fact, those are the kind of themes that come up in a book, in a cliff note, where someone's kind of in that victim position. And they don't you don't like feeling how you're feeling, right? You don't like being in that.
No.
Yeah. So the path out is for you to take some steps to find what choice you have and to use your voice to get it. It's you got to be responsibly looking and getting out. No one's going to save you from this place.
There's another thing to think about, Cliff, and that is maybe this is a signal that maybe it's time for a career change. We just never know what's in store for us. And one of the things we talk about when we do one of our workshops, Every Man's Battles workshop, is, guys, you might be in the wrong thing. You might be a pastor at a church. Maybe you should be running the pizza parlor down the street. Mm-hmm. Or you might be a mechanic for, you know, the airlines, and you maybe should be overseas in a mission field. I mean, just think about if there's something that excites you, something that gets your juices flowing, something that you might want to do differently in life. And maybe think about pursuing that. Maybe take a class. Maybe go talk to somebody who's in that industry or that field and just see what it's like. But don't box yourself in to think this is the only thing I can do in life.
And I love Larry's counsel. Let me tell you honestly, my concern for you, Cliff, is I think you're afraid once you get to that new place, someone's going to hurt you there.
Mm. Therefore, the counseling.
Yeah.
Well, this is something I've thought about. I mean, I just took a class.
Okay.
Skills.
And how'd that go?
Well, the instructor didn't teach.
Okay. So do you hear? We're back to the book of Cliff. We're back to the negative belief that I'm not getting what I need, and so you're in that seat.
I did my part. I paid them the money, but the guy didn't teach the class, and I found out that. When I took the class many years ago, maybe 10 years ago or something, that guy had been in contact with some of the people I used to work with, and it was just to sabotage me.
I get it.
You know?
So do you hear that theme? I want you to hear it, because, Cliff, unless you start owning how you go back and you catastrophize, you actually have a negative storyline going. And you're the only one that can turn it around. And I like your idea of getting some therapy. Because if you were sitting in front of me, we'd be walking into what you need to do to change your story. Because your story is defining your book, and it's not going to get you where you want to go.
And Cliff, I'm gonna jump in here for a moment, because you have been hurt over and over, and I would hazard a guess that it didn't start at the workplace. I wonder if it started much earlier, and if life has taught you people are going to betray you eventually. If they haven't yet, the time will come. It certainly happened so far in these stories that you have told us. And so you have reason not to trust, and you have reason to isolate, to protect yourself. And a really difficult part of your healing process will be, we heal in relationship. But that means risking again and again and again. Cliff, some people have to try out more than 5 different therapists before they find one that is a good fit for them. And you've already been burned trying to get treatment. So I think it would be very easy here to give up on people. But people are going to be a large part of the answer to your dilemma, both for treatment for your depression and your low energy, because you don't have, I don't think, within you what you're going to need to get back out there and try again. But the real key here is going to be learning to differentiate between safe people and the unsafe people that you have been dealing with that have hurt you over and over. Some of our co-hosts have actually written a book called Safe People, which helps to delineate how to differentiate, how to find people who will be supportive and who will feed what you're missing out on here to help lead you down a better path. And we're so sorry that you've been hurt over and over, because all of us would pull back if we'd been hurt that much. But the tough pill to swallow is that we heal in relationship with safe people.
Cliff, I think I'm thinking of Take Your Life Back as a book.
That'd be a great one. That would be a great book for you, Cliff.
So, Cliff, we're gonna send you that book. I hope it helps. I hope you've heard some good things from.
We're for you.
Yeah, we're for you, Cliff. Absolutely. I also though want to tell you that there is a workshop called Take Your Life Back. It's going to be September 8th in Washington D.C., which is not that far from Philly. And if you want to sign up for that right now, you can get an early bird discount. We have scholarships available if finances are an issue. But give us a call at 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433, and tell them you want to know about the Take Your Life Back workshop. We also have an Every Man's Battle workshop coming up in August 11th. So any of you guys, this is your chance. You are stuck in something you don't want to be stuck in. You're feeling shame and guilt, and just you're feeling conflicted because you're a better man than what you're doing. I mean, God wants you to be free from that. So I would like you to really consider going to take to Every Man's Battle. And for the women who are listening, so many of our guys that come to the workshop, they walk through the door. I greet them when they come in. And what they say, what many of the guys say, I say, how'd you hear about this? Oh, my wife signed, or she didn't sign me up. My wife told me about it. I'm here because my wife wants me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, come and get to that workshop. Now, there is a tv.newlife.com. And I want to say to Bob, who's holding for us, we want to take your call next. So you hold on there. Today on TV.NewLife.com, Chris Williams is answering a tough question from a mom who raised her kid in a toxic environment. But with God's help, she's gotten help and healthy and on a new path. The problem is all the guilt she feels about the way she raised her children, she's drowning in mom guilt and doesn't know what to do or how to make it up to her grown children. Chris has some good advice, so let's listen to that.
You can absolutely continue to take responsibility for the ways in which you have caused harm and difficulty for your children. I want you to be able to own that courageously and honestly. And yet at the same sense, we need to start instituting this thing called forgiveness. Forgiveness is the way. You can't repair it. Giving your kids stuff is not going to help. Giving into their requests and being manipulated and coerced into whether that be gifts or money or doing different, doing for them what they can't do for themselves, that's not going to help them in the end whatsoever. That is just going to keep the leverage of the pain going. We call that enabling. And so once again, it's learning to engage in the forgiving process, but also stay on your road to health.
Well, you can hear the whole answer.
That was so wise.
Yeah, he's something. Thank you for introducing us to
Chris,
by the way.
And I was like, that was really good, right?
It's great wisdom for anyone who has guilt to work through. And if you have a question for us, call us on the radio or online. Subscriber can send an email and ask us anything. We'll make a video response and post it at tv.newlife.com. And tv.newlife.com is one of the most cost-worthy, price-worthy resources you can have at your disposal. You each have done segments for that. Speak to
totally.
That for a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I have people where I will sit with people and I'll say, go check out this show for less than $100.
A year.
A year. Less than one therapy session with most therapists.
That's like three books.
I know. And you can go online and watch the shows over and over and over again. I have some people say they take notes. And
you can share them with friends.
Share them with their husbands. Share them with your friends. I've even had small groups meet and they're going to watch a show and they talk about it. So it's a living resource. It is not something that gets old. In fact, you can watch the shows again and again and get something the second time that you didn't hear the first time. So it's a gold mine, I think.
And it allows you to hear that everyone speak deeper on topics that we can mention here briefly, but that we can't get into enough. So I learned so much from hearing these co-hosts talk about these topics that you can find on New Life TV. It is invaluable, as you said, Larry.
It is. So go to tv.newlife.com. They typically have a free period of time. You can try it out, check it out. And go there and try it out, and then sign up. You'll be glad that you did. There are a couple other things. I wanted to say Amazon Smiles. If you use Amazon Smiles instead of Amazon.com, go to smile.amazon.com and order a book that we don't have here. Or anything you order, New Life will get a small portion of that order. They'll make a donation to us.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we got it. Yeah. And hit. We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Thank you, Larry Sonnenberg, for taking over here for a little while, and really glad to get back in the saddle again. Hope you're having a great day today, and really glad to be on with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. It's great to have you.
Well, let's go talk to somebody. How about we talk to Bob? Bob is calling us. He listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We're glad he does. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks very much. The reason I called today is because about January of 2016, I called your show. And at that time, I was just separated from my wife. I had discovered that I had a real addiction and bondage problem with pornography. Yeah. My wife and I were separated. I had an affair, and Mylan and Kay Yurkovich were on that day. And I got some good advice. I went back and wrote everything down that they said. And 18 months later, I have not watched any pornography. And the reason I'm calling, the first thing I did was I read the book Every Man's Battle. I was not able to pull off going to a workshop. That book got me started. It helped me so much. And I'm in the midst of a divorce, but it's okay because the day my wife found out was the worst day of my life, but it was also the best day of my life because that's when my recovery started. Mm. And I just feel a real passion to help other men know that they can overcome this, that there's help out there in many different ways. God loves them. He forgives them. And you can overcome this battle. And I'm living proof because what God has done in my life in the last 18 months is nothing short of a miracle.
Bob, I am so grateful to hear this. And let me tell you why I'm really grateful to hear it. Because you have stayed clean, sober, and free over 18 months where you might have said, well, now that I'm not going to be with her and now she's proceeding with divorce and all that, I'm justified in this, and I'm just so grateful that things turned around for you. And you know, if there was any prayer that could be answered for me today, it'd be that somehow she could go to our Restore conference one day and that she would find some kind of healing, whether the divorce goes through or stays through or she never comes back to you or anything. It'd just be so wonderful if she could find some healing also. But I think there are some guys listening, maybe even some trucker guys listening, and maybe they're going to go get that book, and they're going to get their act together because you did it, and you didn't just do it last week. You did it 18 months ago. Pretty cool.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. Yep.
I want to be an encouragement to anybody, and I appreciate you letting me share that.
Well, let me ask Sherry a question. Sherry, you were on the other side of a marriage where this didn't happen. What do you feel when you hear a guy like Bob say 18 months clean and sober? What does that do to you?
Yeah, hey Bob, it's encouraging. It's really encouraging. And I guess I would want you to continue to stay on the path of sexual integrity. I would probably even challenge you to, when you get back in a relationship again with somebody, that you don't have sex. You don't allow that part of you to be compromised when you're actually with a new woman, getting to know her. You get into a relationship and you feel what it feels like to have to be intimate without that. What's that feel like, just to even say?
I absolutely agree with you. I have already given this a whole lot of thought. I have been in a couple of faith-based recovery programs in my city primarily, and I talk to other people. And first of all, whoever it is, whenever it happens, I want that person to love Christ more than they can ever love me. And I want to develop a relationship that is not physical until we get married, if that were to be the case. And so I wholeheartedly agree with you, and that would be my desire and my primary focus.
Yeah, it's
to
like
create an intimate
it's like,
relationship.
Yeah, it's looking. It's really
being physical.
True. It's like honoring women, really wanting to go in with the best intention, and to stay honest, humble, and integrous, right? Those are big goals, right?
Well, you know, that's what you call transformation.
It
that's
is.
What you call going 180 degrees the opposite direction and fulfilling all of these earthly desires. So good for you, buddy.
Part of what I do every day, my prayer protocol, is to pray Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is, you know, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's been a big part of my prayers. So
it's wonderful.
And listen, this is not easy. Even though I've been sober from pornography for 19 months, actually, from pornography, when you're recovering from addiction to pornography and sexual brokenness, there's a withdrawal phase. You know, there are struggles. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, right. We're excited and for you. We're like, keep going, man.
Well, Bob, let me do this. I want to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. Just our, my way of saying thanks for your phone call and encourage any man listening. You can take your life back. Maybe every man's battle is the first step. Maybe your problem's gambling or alcohol or whatever. Let us help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help. Why struggle alone when so many people have been helped? Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a counselor. Maybe it's a CD, a DVD, something like that. Maybe it's a workshop. We want to help. But you call us first at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, we do need your support. Ed, I would just ask you to ask God if this is a ministry that deserves your support. We sure do everything we can to spend every dollar we can on helping other people. Some have said most ministry with the least amount of money ever. And if you can help us, we'll send you Mylon and Kay's brand new expanded version of How We Love. 5 core patterns are added to the 4. There are 9 charts, diagrams, arrows, things that go squiggly this way and that. And they help you understand how the two of you got together, why it might have been a little bit of a problem after you ate that wedding cake, and what you can do to get that passion, that joy back by understanding who that person is that you married. Who is the alien that showed up in your bed the day after the wedding? Because a lot of stuff changes. And if it's not the day after, many times it's the year after. And that's our way of saying thank you for supporting the ministry. Right now we're going to go to David. He is from Los Angeles, California. David, welcome to New Life. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
Man, your line, it's so clear. Feels like you're right in the studio with us. How could we help today? What's going on? What is going on?
I'm looking for wisdom and how to go forward with my relationship with my father-in-law.
Okay. What's going on there?
Basically, last holiday, during the Christmas time, I took the bold step of confronting him about a past abuse that happened with my wife during her childhood and teenage years. And my hope was to spark reconciliation, not only in my relationship with my father, but also just his own personal life. And I laid out some steps that I told him that needed to happen if we were to go forward in a relationship. The steps were to either go see a local counselor and I was going to pay for the first couple of sessions of the counseling, or the second was to go speak to a local pastor who is involved in a really great recovery program in his hometown. It's been 5 months, and he's not taken either of those steps. So we are going back to see him over in the next 3 to 4 months, and I'm kind of unsure on the best way to go forward in my relationship with him.
So, what did you say was the consequence if he didn't do anything? Did you tell him you wouldn't come see him, and now you are? Help me understand that.
I didn't give him a consequence. I just told him these were the steps that I was looking for him to take, and he agreed to go forward with those steps. But none of those steps have happened so far.
Okay. Well, Alice, what would you say would be the first great idea that comes to mind of how, okay, they go see him, everybody shakes hands, hugs, whatever, they get through all that kind of stuff, and then eventually it comes down, we're sitting down face to face, him and his father-in-law. What do you think might be the approach there?
Well, Steve, I do have some ideas I want to get to in a moment, but David, two quick questions first, just to clarify. One is, what does your wife want? And the second one is, do you have children?
We have no children, and my wife and I, we kind of hashed through this last year during counseling. My wife, she kind of wants to see her father go on a healthier path. It was kind of a big deal, a big step for us to take, or for me to take, to confront him on it. She was also behind that.
And so now what does she want going forward, knowing or believing that her father has not done what you asked him to do?
So my wife wants to re-enter, or she already has re-entered. She wants to continue her relationship with her father, which is they speak on the phone every couple months. They may communicate through email. It's kind of that superficial or surface-level relationship. That's what she would like to continue with her father. For me, I struggle with it just because I believe there's a difference in between forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness is something I can do by myself, but I really believe reconciliation is something that takes both of us. And I really struggle because her father denied the abuse, and he has not owned to any of it, and he has not taken any steps towards reconciliation or healing. So that's where
I
really struggle.
So you're saying you made this bold move, and you say, you know, here, I want to do this. I want to stand up for my wife. And then now she's acting like nothing ever happened. She's not acknowledged what you've done. I mean, that to me, that kind of feels like not being supportive of my husband in order to make my dad feel comfortable. I don't know. Alice, is that, what do you think? Or Sherry, is that the deal, or is this just the way it has to be?
I think rather than going to forgiveness and reconciliation, I think there's a big elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And my question would be, with her by my side, both of you together, would be to ask her dad a simple question. It would be, Dad, what's in the way? What's in the way of your being willing to take a look and go deeper into acknowledging what happened a long time ago? I really want her with you, and I would actually prefer that she ask that question of her dad as you're sitting next to her in that supportive role. Because for it to come from you is going to feel one way, but for it to come from her, which is going to mean she's going to have to be empowered to really step up with your support and to ask her dad, what's in the way? What's stopping you from taking that next step in order to repair what's happened? What does that feel like?
I guess trying to think of some feeling words. I guess for me, I guess I resound with that. I think my wife would also be willing to do that. I think one of the things that we both hope and desire is for our father-in-law to take a next healthy step in his life. We know that there's a lot of deeper issues there, so I think I guess I resonate with that.
Yeah, because there's a choice on both ends, and any kind of reconciliation needs two people. She can forgive him if he chooses to never make that step, right? That's a one-way street that she could do. But for something to be mutual and for there to be mutual reconciliation, it needs both of them. But I'm wondering if her words, her voice to her father's heart might have a better way of getting through. And then if your dad this time doesn't do anything, you're going to need to support her because it's going to hurt a lot for him to not take a step towards healing.
Did she want you to talk with him? Was she supportive of that when you did that?
She was supportive of that when we decided to take that step. It kind of came out of like my desire, but it was something that we worked through ourselves before with in marriage counseling. There's a lot of questions, and she was supportive of that. Also, in the few days after I had that conversation, she did have a conversation with her dad, saying, "Hey, this happened." Her dad still really didn't take any steps, but he was able to listen to her also.
Well, I'm really glad that she did say, "Hey, this happened." I think that's a good thing.
You guys are both really brave.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the deal. For your dad to own what he did, he's going to have to feel a lot of pain. And there's a lot of there are some people that are unwilling to go there because they don't want to feel the feelings that go along with being a perpetrator.
And if your wife is at a healthy, strong point where she can have some level of relationship with him, because I also think it depends on what's his level of toxicity. So this abuse happened previously, but I wonder how he's treating her today. But there is value in maintaining some safe enough level of relationship so that she can be an influence on him through the friendship. When we have been abused or mistreated, there may be a time period where we need complete separation. But if we get our own help and we have enough support around us, we may decide to be in relationship, perhaps even as a ministry to that person, even though they don't deserve it, even if he never acknowledges what he did. So I do think it's important for you and your wife going forward to be able to decide together, how much are we willing to be exposed to him and to be in relationship with him? And if we have children down the road, how much can we expose them to him as well?
I have one more question, Steve. Can I bring it to him?
Go ahead.
The second question from her mouth would be, "Dad, what is in the way of you validating or acknowledging what happened between us?" That would be the second question.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm glad you called. I think the big headline here is be sure that you and your wife stay connected over this, stay on the same page, that she knows you support her no matter what, and that the dad knows that you guys are together no matter what he does. So sad. You know, someone listening right now might be thinking, "I never owned up to it. Maybe I should." I think it'd be a great idea.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I bet there are a few other people other than David that have an in-law problem or two. And so if you're an in-law, follow the law of love. That's the main thing. That's the law to follow for all in-laws. Love first. And then you can deal with all your other stuff. And the most loving thing that you can do is acknowledge the truth. Really, really tough situation. I've got one phone call that I can go to, and I'm gonna go right over here to Lynn from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Lynn from Myrtle Beach. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I listen to your program about every day. I travel with my work, and I really appreciate all the knowledge I've learned.
Thank you.
But today I'm calling about my marriage. We've been married for 38 years, and I just really feel like it's time to call it quits.
Why is that?
There's a lot there in a 38-year marriage, but 15 years I was in the mental health area. I mean, I dealt with some depression from childhood sexual abuse, and I've dealt with bipolar, but for 8 years I've been better, much better actually. Mm-hmm. And my husband, I just found out, listened to your program actually helped me open up the door to find out that he has some Asperger's, something called autism Asperger's. A therapist did give him that diagnosis. She said it wasn't a really bad case, you know, because he's always worked and he's always held a good job. But the problem is now it's like he shut down, and even mm-hmm. towards me. And when I went through what I went through all those 15 years, I felt like he wasn't there for me. And so mm-hmm. this gives me some answers to why he wasn't there for me.
Yeah. So is he willing to get any kind of help for himself or for the two of you?
We have tried multiple marriage counselors, even since we just found out about this. We're in with a counselor now, but it seems like he goes in there and he's what he tells me, he talks about me, you know, well, my wife uh-huh. this and my wife that, and I can't please my wife, and she tells me that I need to stand up and, you know, be strong, and I'm like, hey, that would be great, you know, I think that would be wonderful for you, but we just... It's like we're not nice to each other any longer. We don't really care. It's like we don't care about making each other happy. And it's like when we talk about it, it's like who's going to go first, you know? And he's been told by men of the church that, you know, you go first, you're the man. But he's not willing to do that. He's not willing to step out in any capacity.
Well, is this the kind of thing where you're criticizing him and then he's just shutting down and not engaging? Is that kind of the dynamic that's been created there? Or is he criticizing you?
It would be more me criticizing him, definitely. But then turning around and trying to help him, you know, and trying to encourage him. And let's go on a negative fast. Let's not think negative. And let's not talk negative. And I'm always using resources to try to help us, you know.
Well, you know that a person with Asperger's will 9 times out of 9 shut down, back away, try to crawl in a hole in the face of criticism.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you do it over a period of several years, you're just not going to get him to respond to you, because his whole brain is wired to back away, protect, defend. And what saddens me about this is that, and I'll turn it over to Sherry here, what saddens me is now that you guys know the problem, you've got great potential to work through it. Sherry, what are you thinking here?
You know, I'm remembering what it was like when you first met, because you came from a very chaotic environment, right? And having the bipolar and the sexual abuse, I imagine he seemed like a rock. Like just this stable Freddy guy.
There you go.
That you could just lean on, and it's almost like he steadied your world. And so the healthier you've got to kind of take away some of that internal chaos, it's almost like you're looking at your rock kind of like a paperweight instead of valuing what steadiness he does bring. And I would love to see you guys come to our marriage intensive, because what I'm hearing might be going on in your marriage therapy might be talking about your relationship instead of turning you towards each other and helping you attach better. So I think at the marriage intensive, you'll get some of that and some direction for how you can get more of an attachment-based therapy.
And here is what you do get. You get the satisfaction of saying, before I walked away, I did what has probably helped more people in bigger trouble than anything else. We don't know if anything works better than that. And so it'd be great if he would say, okay, I'll do it. But if he thinks he's going to go and just it's all going to be about him versus you guys working together, then, you know, it could create a lot of resistance on his part. But try to get him there. In the meantime, I'm going to send you the Mediterranean Love Plan, because that's the book that helps couples like you. It starts with the very thing that my wife and I had a little bit of trouble with, thanks to one of us, me, attunement, trying to connect and attune. And that's the big foundational problem right here. You don't have any kind of attunement, and you're not going to have it until he's willing to attune to you, and you won't have it as long as you're criticizing him. I'll send that to you, and I hope we'll see you at the next marriage intensive. It really could make a lot of difference. Well, before we close out the program, Sherry, I want you to share some scripture with us here. Let me just encourage anybody that can to help us through the summer. And you can do that by praying for us. You can do that by telling other people about the program, and also financial support. And when you support us, a gift of any amount, I send you Kay and Milan Yurkovich's brand new expanded edition of How We Love. Millions of people have been impacted by that book. Hundreds of thousands literally have bought it, and others have heard about it on radio, gone to workshops and seminars. And if you don't know anything about it, get this expanded version. If you've read it before, get this one. It's the updated version. There are 9 verses 4 core patterns that are identified here in how we all work together or we don't work together. So that's our way of saying thanks to you, is that book. Support us. Please help us through the summer. You know, you might be the very reason that somebody gets to go to a workshop or experience a counselor, something, just because you supported this ministry. So help us if you possibly can. And then, of course, we want to help you, and we do that through Take Your Life Back, through the Marriage Intensive that has intimacy as the number one goal in the marriage. We do that with our Restore Every Man's Battles every month. We're here to help you transform your life. If you need some help or someone you know does, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, Sherry, share that scripture with us, if you would.
Yeah, Alice actually had something she asked if she could share.
All right,
share.
Well, let's have Alice share that scripture.
Yeah, this is from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 28. And it says, "Yet whenever your people turned and cried to you again for help, you listened once more from heaven. In your wonderful mercy, you rescued them many times." And I wanted to share this because we all fall we stumble, we fall short of the mark over and over. And New Life is all about that humility of calling one more time for help. And that God answers us usually through other safe people in our life. So if you feel desperate, if you feel at the end of your rope and embarrassed, ashamed, and isolated because you've messed up again, we have a God of mercy and a God who loves to redeem impossible situations. So don't stop crying out for help. He will answer you.
Amen. Hey, we love you. We care about you. We want things to be better for you. Isn't that a great word? Better. Wouldn't you like things just to be a little better? All it takes is willingness to pick up a phone and call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Alice. Thanks to all of you who support us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.